Every year, thousands of people are told there's no explanation for their health concerns and no way to fix them. They feel frustrated, undermined, and lost. I know, because that was me before I figured out the actual causes and reclaimed my health. Now, I help others do the same. I'm Ina Toppler, and this is Health Mystery Solved. Hello there, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Health Mystery Solved. The holidays are almost here, and with that comes yummy food, decorations, shopping, present wrapping, and stress. When you're struggling with thyroid and autoimmune issues, you're likely already feeling run down and up against lower energy levels. So even if you're having fun preparing for the holidays, both good and bad stress can really play a role. I remember when I first started on my health journey and how, if I'm being honest, I was just too tired to even try to figure things out, especially when it came to my thyroid. I wanted to find answers, but my body also wanted me to just go lay on the couch. Can you relate at all? If you're worried about how you will get through the holidays, here are some quick tips and something to keep in mind. Right now, in this moment, you don't have to stress about your thyroid, Hashimoto's, and autoimmunity, but rather, you can care for it. The best thing that you can do right now if you're feeling this way is to stay in the present moment with the season. Thinking about the past or worrying about the future only manufactures more stress. You have a lot on your plate right now, and white-knuckling through it is likely not the best plan. So for now, let's care for your thyroid and immune system by practicing staying in the moment. Here are two quick and easy ways to do this. Number one, try to only place your energy into the tasks of today. Each time you start to feel yourself getting stressed or overwhelmed, stop and connect with your breath, which creates a small pause to regroup so that then you can only focus on the current task you have before you and nothing else. And number two is feel more, think less. I know, easier said than done. If you're anything like me, you're probably always thinking, what should I be doing? What should I be eating? What supplements should I be taking? How can I do this faster? What did I forget today? What is on my to-do list? Etc., right? Now, don't get me wrong. These are important and needed, but too much thinking keeps us wrapped up in our heads and not grounded in our body. Being in our heads will create more stress, and then the answers to all of those thoughts will have a harder time emerging because it puts you in a more stressful state. When you find yourself in your head, and if you're anything like me, it's probably a lot, take a breath and feel into your body. Can you feel your belly rise as you breathe? Can you feel your heartbeat? Are there any other sensations that you can notice in your body? Then feel into how is the task you're doing or the thing that you're thinking about, how does that actually feel in your body, not in your head? There's no right or wrong here. Just notice what you feel. If something doesn't feel well, see if you could bring your attention and awareness to that area. As scary as it could be to feel, once you can bring your awareness there without judgment, you will be able to process that feeling because believe it or not, it only takes about 90 seconds and then that feeling is going to shift. By feeling and processing it, it actually prevents that stress from being stored in your physical body, which is huge. Doing this will help brush away stress and invite more joy. And who doesn't want more joy, especially around the holidays, right? And the best part is your thyroid will thank you. And speaking of feeling, joy and thyroids, I have been doing a lot more feeling lately myself. Over the last few months, I have been extra busy with both my practice and the thyroid course, this podcast, and of course, being a mom of two little ones. I love every minute of all of my tasks. But somehow, because I love doing all of these things, I got away from really listening to my body. Not surprisingly, I got the flu in early November, which then turned into a sinus infection a week later, and I needed to take an antibiotic. And then just as I got better, 3 weeks later, I got yet another upper respiratory infection. I honestly don't remember being sick this much in such a short period of time. And then I realized, oh my goodness, it was my body literally screaming at me. The thing is that I always eat well and I always get enough sleep. These are two non-negotiables for me specifically with Hashimoto's, and those things never, ever waver. However, things like working out, energy work, and my daily meditation, those slipped quite a bit in these last few busy months. It's hard to believe that I didn't even realize how much I got away from really caring for myself in all of these different ways, because I just kept thinking, well, I'm eating well, so that counts. And it does, but obviously not enough. Thank goodness my body let it be known, and I am listening. Along with this, I've been watching the kids, and my gosh, they are growing up so fast. Julia is 2 and really starting to talk, and she's really like 2 going on 10. And Jake is 6 and in full swing of kindergarten and his new elementary school. He loves being in a bigger school. It really feels, though, like someone's hit the accelerator button, and I just don't want it all to be a blur. So this month, I have been really focusing on being as present as I can be, thinking less and feeling more. Exactly what I'm showing you here. This is also the reason why you may have noticed there was one less episode in December. But with more tuning in, I am beyond excited for the new season of Health Mystery Solved, Hashimoto's, and Thyroid Revealed for 2023. I have a ton of new episodes and some amazing guests that will all be airing in January. And speaking of the season, I'm also excited to announce a holiday contest where the winner gets my whole entire Thyroid Mystery Solved Hashimoto's course for free. Yes, you heard that correct. You get to win a course. It's a $900 course. All you have to do to enter is post a review for this podcast on iTunes, follow me on Instagram if you're not already, and then screenshot your review and send it to me in a direct message on Instagram. Or if you're not on Instagram, you could send the screenshot over by email or Facebook. That's it. That's all you have to do, and you will be entered. I will draw one lucky winner on New Year's Eve and then announce the winner on Instagram and also through email on January 1st. It will only take you 1 to 2 minutes to do this, and I promise you the prize is worth it. I wanted to wish you a very, very happy holiday and a very happy and healthy new year.
I want to wish you a happy holiday and a happy and healthy new year.
I will be back with new and exciting episodes on January 5th, where we will be revealing all things thyroid, Hashimoto's, and autoimmunity. And I cannot wait to connect with you much more then.
Happy holidays. Go ahead, you say.
Okay. Happy holidays.
One more time. Happy holidays. Go ahead.
Mama, say peace to me.
You want to sit on my lap?
Mommy, sit
here. Mommy, sit here. But listen, we got it. Can you say happy holidays? Here, you say. I like this. Look, happy holidays.